It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Over the weekend, three Democratic U.S. representatives were in Des Moines at a party fundraiser talking about how to appeal to the middle class again. Recently, Democrats have been losing elections in the state, and the event was meant to breathe life back into an old annual event and introduce some new faces in the party. For years, the Harkin Steak Fry, a fundraiser for former Iowa Democratic U.S. Senator Tom Harkin, was an annual staple for politicians across the country. The last one was in 2014, the year Harkin announced he was retiring. Thousands turned out to hear that year's featured speaker, Hillary Clinton.
Hello, Iowa!
At the time, Clinton told the crowd she was thinking about running for president. She'd come in third in the 2008 Iowa caucuses and would barely beat Senator Bernie Sanders in the 2016 primary here. Clinton lost by nearly 10 percentage points to now President Donald Trump in the general election, a state that went for former President Barack Obama twice. It's not just the presidential race. Tom Harkin's seat was won by now Republican U.S. Senator Joni Ernst. Only one Democrat is in its congressional delegation now. And last year, Republicans took over the state Senate, giving them control of both chambers of the legislature and the governor's office. So Democrats in the state's most populated county decided to bring back the steak fry and maybe try to reignite the party a little.
You can turn it down.
Yeah, go lower.
National and local politicians took turns posing for pictures at the grill as 1,500 steaks were prepared for those in attendance. Democratic candidates for governor and Congress gave speeches. Retired school principal Dick Edwards was there. He and his wife recently returned to Iowa after living in Las Vegas for almost 30 years.
When we returned, we were kind of crestfallen because the Democratic Party just didn't have the strength and the diversity that it was when we left.
Suzanne Stewart was also there. She says she'd like to see Democrats take back the economic message from Republicans.
We need to stop talking about creating growth and talk about economic health, and then the growth will happen. You know, but the government's focus needs to be the economic health of the people, the environmental health, the physical health, and then growth will happen.
For his part, Mark Beckwith says the party should not forget about rural communities.
I mean, if you're in a small town in Iowa, and I come from a small town in Iowa, they got a right to be upset. They got a right to be angry. They got a right to feel dejected. I think going to the right is a mistake, and that's probably where the Democrats need to step up their game.
And that was the message the three keynote U.S. representatives brought with them. Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos talked about winning her district last year, where 9 of the 11 counties in her state flipped from Obama to Trump. She says Democrats need to get off the interstate.
And it starts by listening to hardworking Americans who not only feel like they've been forgotten, but maybe they really have been forgotten. Far too many of them are struggling to hang on to just that middle-class American dream.
Congressman Tim Ryan from Ohio told the crowd many in the working class don't think the Democrats are even on their side anymore.
And we lost them to Trump. And while I'm mad at the Republicans, I'm just as mad at us for letting that happen. There's no way this guy should be president of the United States. No way at all.
Many of those in attendance had never heard of the National Democrats headlining the event. The woman who introduced Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton even admitted she had to Google him. And of course, this is Iowa, where the presidential nominating process begins, and those eyeing the presidency need to come early and introduce themselves. I asked Congressman Moulton what so many politicians hear from reporters when they come to Iowa.
Are you thinking of running for president?
No, I'm squarely focused on 2018. And I think it's a distraction for the party right now to even be talking about 2020. Because if we can't figure out how to win in 2018, we're going to be in a real tough spot in 2020.
And in Midwest states like Iowa, Wisconsin, and Michigan, Democrats have a lot of work to do to win back that base next year, says Drake University political scientist Rachel Payne Caulfield.
That base of support in those states has really eroded for the Democratic Party. A lot of those voters have turned to the Republican Party, and the messaging of the Republican Party has seemed to be particularly effective for those voters.
And for those who stayed to the end of the nearly 4-hour event, The organizer told the crowd they were already planning next year's Steak Fry.